Think how many different ways we use the word home. You could be married, have children, and at Christmas time, someone will ask you, what are your plans for Christmas? You'll be saying, well, I'm going home. Might refer to where your parents live, where you grew up, where you went to school, that kind of thing. We use the word home as to your current dwelling. We use the word home when you grow up in the military, it's where your luggage is at. You know, we use home in different ways. Now think about the word abide. How many different ways do we use that one? Well, the problem is we don't use it very much at all. So in the Bible reading for this morning, when it has abide in me, that Christ wants us to abide in him, we often just think live. You know, that we live in Christ. Sometimes we think of, we use the sentence, well, I'm just abiding my time. It's like I'm waiting, okay? Or abide might even imply stay. To stay in Christ. Well, it's actually more than those three combined. We are alive in Christ by faith. In our baptism, the Holy Spirit is placed in us, and we were connected to the Lord Jesus. In the Lord's Supper, we receive the Lord Jesus, his blood, his body. In the scriptures, there is the Word. And remember, he's called the Word incarnate, the Word in the flesh. And so when we're in the scriptures, we're in the Lord Jesus. Whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, it's all of him. And so here in John chapter 15, we have this abide relationship. And it's about believers who are alive because of Jesus Christ. And out of that relationship, we are changed. But here's the problem. When we think about living with Christ, sometimes we make it an issue of proximity instead of relationship. Do you live with Jesus? Yeah. You know, where is he? Well, I have my Bible here someplace. I know I had it, you know. I got it when I was confirmed. That was back in 19-something. And, you know, we think of proximity. We know that Christ is in our home. But when I go to work, Christ is still in the home. That's proximity kind of thinking. When we come to church, we live with Christ and we use our church voice. You know, I remember being taught that as a child, not that I ever obeyed, but, you know, it's proximity instead of about relationship. And that's what Jesus wants us to know. That when God sent his only begotten Son, he did it not because of proximity, just to have him near, but to have a relationship. A relationship that is so close that, as Jesus describes it, it's as close as vine and its branches. It's intimately connected. That there is no life living with Christ apart from him. There isn't, in a sense, leaving Christ in the house and I go off and do my thing. But it is the fact that we dwell, we abide in Christ, we remain in Christ, we stay with Christ because he has made himself to be with us, to stay with us, to draw near to us. And so this imagery of vine and branches helps us to kind of then grow in what does it mean to have us abide in Christ and Christ abide in us. And so I came up with just 3 points. One, without Jesus' nearness to us, there's no relationship. Without Jesus coming to us, there's no faith. Without Jesus being born and living and suffering and dying for us, there's no salvation. That our walk with God as we are alive in Christ is not about a historical setting and context that has ramifications for today. Sounds very technical. But it is about a very change of who we are because we've been changed from dead in sin to alive. No hope, and now we have hope. And that only happens because Jesus has come near to each one of us. The purpose of that coming is the second point. That he comes to give us himself because it's the only source of life. Think of how many different products over the years of your lifetime have advertised as if their product either adds to your life, improves your life, or is indeed life. You know? But there's only one who actually gives life. And apart from him, there is no life. To have intellectual knowledge about the Lord Jesus means that all we do is we know some information. That would be like a branch knowing the vine is over here. And Jesus describes what the result is that in the it's that the branch dies. And so this closeness is about life, about salvation, about intimacy, about having him near us so that we could be near him. And then the third thing is that it results with a mission of fruitfulness. You know, we know from Galatians what the fruits of the Spirit are. It talks about love and kindness and patience and hope and those kinds of things. Because of this relationship with Jesus Christ, as a vine feeds that branch and that branch grows and it produces fruit, so that's what happens to us when we're connected with Jesus. We grow. We express faith. We live the faith. But what happens in our thinking is that, and today is Confirmation Sunday, and that is, I remember the phrase from high school even, or even college, cooperate and graduate. I don't know if you ever had that when you were in school. You know, you go to school and you do what the teacher says so that you can graduate. And sometimes I think we think of confirmation that way. Cooperate and graduate. And we know historically that in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod that so many times after confirmation we don't see the family anymore. To have this text for this Sunday is really appropriate because it's about relationship. It's not about an event. It's about the source of life instead of just simply lifestyle. Oh, I go to church. Lifestyle. It is about having Christ as Lord of your life and the source of your life. Can you imagine, you know, going into your house and say, boy, this feels like home. I can breathe here. And then you leave your house, but you don't breathe. It doesn't make sense. And sometimes I think we treat the church that way. We come here and we take in Christ, we receive Christ, but then when we leave the church, we don't breathe. And so what God is telling us in the Savior is that this relationship is established so that we may blossom and produce fruit. It's not about how much fruit per branch. It's not a contest. It's about how, where God has planted us and connected us to Christ, we grow in our marriage, in our parenting, as children, in our maturing, and in our serving. It's about how we grow expressing this life presence of Jesus. It's not about, do I have to? Although the Bible speaks about obedience. But it's about the power to do it. Because the life source, the energy source is right there. When Jesus says, abide in me and I in you, it sounds so simple, but it's so much more. It's about why we live and how we live differently than those who have no faith. It's why we're able to forgive, to reconcile, why we give of our time, our energy, for his kingdom, whether it's teaching Sunday school, helping out this year with VBS, or whatever aspect of ministry that you can connect to. It's about why are we in the Word and in Bible devotions and prayer. It's because it's life. Our sinful nature, and you know it in your human relationships, how you can live with people and not be connected. Has your household ever felt like you were coming and going? Right? We describe lifestyle that way. Okay. Is your life so busy that you hardly talk? Because we have that happen. Is your life paced so hectic that when you do have time together, you don't have any energy for it? You both collapse. But you see, when Jesus was talking about this relationship, about him abiding in us, it's that it permeates all that we do and all that we say, all that we are, and every which way that we go. It's about living in him with every breath. And the fruit that we produce honors the Heavenly Father with every result. Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He's saying that the gospel calls you into connectedness of relationship. More than just knowledge, but it is faith. A living faith connected to a Savior for your whole day through. So that in him you live. And for the confirmants today, so it's not cooperate and graduate, it's this is another day given to the glory of God. And tomorrow will be another. And then there'll be another after that and so on. It's all about living in Jesus. So when you think of the word abide, think of relationship. Not, well, who lives in your house? Proximity. It's about closeness. all by faith, which God gives. It's a gift. In Jesus' name, amen.